The stock market has cracked by nearly 2.5% today, that is the Nifty index, and it has been on the downtrend since a very long time now. What should be your course of action in the coming future as far as investments in equity is concerned? Friends, my name is Aniket Chaudhary and welcome to the Fin Azad podcast. If you're struggling with your personal finances or need any help in stock markets, mutual funds, personal finance management, retirement planning, do reach out to me on my WhatsApp number, that is 70582-48602. The direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description as well. I'll keep this episode really short and crisp. What should be the next course of action? We are seeing Nifty crack down on a very regular basis and a frequent basis now. We see a few days in which we assume that the market is going to go up from now, when we see plus 1, plus 2% on a few days, but then it cracks down heavily, and today Nifty cracked by more than 2.5%. Alright, so the best thing to do in such a market scenario wherein there are so many predictions being made that it is a time of recession, there's going to be a slowdown, the inflation is increased, the rate hike is going on, this is the revival of the economy after the COVID-19 effect which it has had on the liquidity in the system. So the best thing to do now is start SIPs in mutual funds. This is the best way and the best time now to start that is the investment in SIP mutual funds. But the most important thing before investments in SIPs, the more important thing which you should do is firstly make a financial plan for yourself. Just don't go and enter into mutual funds and just don't start SIPs by some vague knowledge from here and there, or just by assuming what you see as previous history can replicate in the future as well. So previous mutual fund returns don't replicate in the future as it is, all right? Because what has happened does not happen again in the stock markets, and that is the reason why this is called the stock markets. So it is very much essential that you make a financial plan for yourself. Understand your requirements, understand what you need out of the equity market, what is your portfolio, what is your profile, what is your risk appetite, your goal, your horizon, what is the market offering currently, does it match with your goal, how do you need to select the best mutual fund, the best stock selection, the best, whether if you want to go for the larger market cap or the smaller market cap, and all of that. Make a financial plan and execute it, which will save you a lot of time, save you a lot of money as well. And this, in a compounded manner, will give you a lot of returns in the fag end of your financial journey. So, two things. The first one is start mutual fund SIPs. Why mutual fund SIPs? Because the market is on the downtrend. The more you invest in the downtrend, more units you accumulate, and that gives you a healthy return when the market goes up. Don't go for lump sum right now, because lump sum needs, if you want to go for lump sum, there is a certain way to do it. Just don't enter on a single day. So if you want to enter in lump sum as well, you can reach out to me on my WhatsApp number. As I said, the direct link to WhatsApp is given here in the description. You can just click there and let me know whether you want to invest in lump sum, and we can make a very unique financial plan for lump sum investment as well. All right. So lump sum investment is a different ball to game altogether if you compare it with as compared to the investments in SIPs, that is systematic investment plans. Don't go for direct stocks as of now until and unless you are a very long term investor. Right? Don't expect great returns in one or two years, because first of all, it all boils down to selecting a great fundamentally strong stock. Then you need to have that patience, you need to have that temperament, right? So it could be a bit dicey right now. So starting with mutual fund SIPs is a better bet, I would say. And for long-term wealth creation as well, SIPs will never disappoint you in the long term. So that's it in today's episode. Make sure that you're liking, sharing, and following our podcast, also the one in Hindi. Our podcast is ranked number 12 in India in all the finance podcast according to the Feed Post blog, and we recently moved from number 16 to number 12, and there are some bigger corporates there in the list as well, right? So thank you very much. Check out our YouTube channel as well, and also refer the technical analysis course which we have on our Fin Azad app. Technical analysis is an important tool if you want to know the levels of any index in the stock markets or any stock in for that matter, or also for commodities, for gold, silver commodities, and for foreign exchange trading as well. So technical analysis is a must if you want to do it all on your own. So refer that course, which is there on the FinAzad app. All the links are given here in the description. Thank you very much, and I'll be seeing you again.